Welcome to Shortcasts. This is your host, Michael Gustin, a part of Reality Hacker Co. It's the first time trying video and audio today. As you can see, as I'm looking at you, I've got video going. I've also got audio recording at my computer. The attempt here is to load this into Anchor, as well as being able to put a video on Facebook so you guys can check it out. And, you know, I'm really just trying to create more interactive content. More of that good stuff. So, Shortcasts. Today is the second episode of Shortcasts. I really like Shortcasts because what it does is it allows you to take a short piece of information and, quote, look at it, and then begin to dissect it, begin to take it apart, and look at all of the ways this simple piece of information can be integrated into your life. So, along with itchy nose syndrome, I'm going to be going over to our Reality Hacker Instagram. So if you don't follow us on Instagram, follow us at Reality Hacker Co. And we'd love to see you on there. And a lot of these shortcasts are going to be taken from the Reality Hacker Co. Instagram. The whole thing here is getting short pieces of content, repurposing them, making them available for you in different forms so that you are really able to grow to the max capacity. So today is taken from a post. It was actually made the day before Halloween. One of our favorite teachers, his name is Sri Ramana Maharshi. I may have butchered that name, but he is absolutely wonderful, focuses mostly on non-duality, and is very exciting. If you like to get into that stuff, I wouldn't say it's actually very exciting because it's very emotionless, to be honest with you. So, super cool, super cool. So, the quote today, happiness is your nature. It's not wrong to desire it. What is wrong is seeking it outside when it's inside. And how many of us are guilty of looking for happiness externally, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in jobs, whether it's in social circles? You know, a lot of our culture today makes it super easy for us to begin to seek happiness externally, seek satisfaction or gratification. You know, we're told often that until we have a certain amount of money in the bank, we shouldn't feel okay, we shouldn't feel safe. Until we have, you know, a certain degree, we shouldn't allow ourselves to cease being hungry, right? You know, there's so many preconditioning mindsets that we take on as a result of our culture. And our culture, the biggest reason that this happens, the one paradigm that holds these mantras in place that cause us to look for happiness externally, is the concept that the external world, this world of sense and touch that this body encounters every day, is the source. It is the objective experience. It is where all of our intelligence comes from. And what happens here is, as long as intelligence, as long as our very source of being and our ability to be okay is determined by something other than ourselves, some sort of standard, some sort of preliminary guideline, as long as that is preventing us from feeling happiness, ultimately we become a slave to that, in the sense that we allow that to dominate our state of mind. We allow that to dominate our peace, right? So I'm sure you've heard the phrase where attention goes, energy flows. And I want to take that apart for a second, because that really goes hand in hand with what we're talking about here. Attention, right? Have you ever been told to pay attention? It's really interesting when we break down the concepts involved in paying attention, because if I'm going to pay you for services that you give me, I'm going to give you cash, and in return, or I'm going to give you some sort of barter, some sort of trade, and in return, you're going to give me the service, right? So why do we think it's any different when we talk about paying attention, right? So when I'm paying, universally, when I am paying, I am giving something away, right? I'm giving it in exchange for something else. So what is the case here? What am I paying here? I'm paying attention. I'm paying focus. I'm paying emotional stimulation, emotional states of being, mental states of being, physical states of being, because as we know, our emotions and our nervous system and the stuff that's going on there directly affects our bodies. And so what happens when we're paying attention? When we're paying attention to negative things, period, we are literally exchanging our attention for the substance of the things that we are paying attention to. So the more we pay attention to a thing, the more we get it. And when we look at paying attention in the way that was just described earlier, we begin to really see why what we focus on is what we become. Because the more we pay attention to something external, as if it is this boundary that's preventing us from accessing something that is inside of ourselves, as long as we're paying attention to that, we're ultimately enslaved to that. So happiness is your nature. It's not wrong to desire it. What's wrong is seeking it outside when it's inside. So what does it mean to say that happiness is your nature? Well, to say that happiness is your nature is exactly what it says. It's your inherent state of being. It is your ground state. Well, if that's naturally who I am, then why don't I experience it enough? Because we're paying attention. We're paying attention. We're letting ourselves get so caught up in these external happenings that we believe demand our attention, not knowing that by giving perpetual attention, not to the things themselves, because we're never giving attention to things, we're giving attention to the filters that we place on things. So naturally, as long as our mind is framed a certain way, we're going to see and experience a certain thing a certain way over and over and over and over and over and over again. So as we pay attention inside of the confines of our mental frame, we begin to perpetuate it over and 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 over in our lives. So how are some ways that we can no longer begin to seek happiness externally and find it internally? Well, the first thing, at least in my experience, when it comes to finding true happiness, is to letting go of any sort of standard that anybody else has said I need to be, right? So I let go of any sort of measurement that anybody else has says, you need to be this or else you're not good enough, right? You need to be this or else you're not here. You need to be married. You need to have kids. You need to go to college. And if you don't do this, 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 you're not good enough. And it's really crazy. It's mind-blowing that we take these things. We take this as children, attempting to be respectful, and we carry these mindsets for decades. All of with the intention, ironically, the good intention to respect our elders, we take on these mindsets and these standards from other people that ultimately keep us driven into finding our satisfaction in external things. And I'll tell you what, as long as you are convinced that you are not good enough, you will never, ever discover happiness internally. You can't not be good enough and simultaneously discover inner happiness. You have to be good enough for yourself. You have to have met the mark. You have to be sinless. Uh-oh. You have to be sinless. You have to be totally okay with who you are. And it's hard. It's hard because those mindsets, they're so ingrained. They're so deeply ingrained to us that even if we're trying to feel okay with ourselves, you know, that voice comes up in the back of, oh, well, you know, you're not doing this, so you're not good enough. And this is the importance of discipline and repetition, because the longer we are able to sit with ourselves in silence and peace, the longer we're able to sit with ourselves in total satisfaction, being completely 100% content, the easier it is to begin to find happiness that is internally derived rather than externally, right? Because the longer we starve those distractions, those mindsets, those mental frames that keep us stuck in other people's ways of viewing things, as long as we find ourselves there, we stay stuck. But the minute we become okay, we're fine. And so what does it take to truly become okay? Well, that may mean removing some people from your life. And the truth is, if you're really doing the work, if you're really growing, if you're really creating that transformation, because of the law, these people will naturally repel themselves, right? The minute you begin to truly discover internal happiness, the people around you that still seek it externally, they'll cease to be around you, right? Birds of a feather. We are like the five people we surround ourselves with the most. Why? Because of the attraction factor, the mirror neurons. everything going on inside of there that says, I need to fit in with this person. Well, today you make the declaration that you're no longer going to try and fit in, that you're no longer going to attempt to meet anybody else's insanely perpetual, deceiving standards, right? You're no longer going to be around people that say you need to be X, Y, and Z in order to be a good person. Because the truth is, my friend, you are inherently good. You are inherently loved. You are inherently goodness itself, right? And this is where we begin to understand whether we are identifying with the body or the consciousness that inhabits the body. But that is a conversation for a little bit of a different podcast. However, I will say, if you begin to understand that you are not the body, that you are consciousness, that you are the source from which everything comes to be, the more you begin to identify with that source of infinite awareness, that creative space from which all things begin to thrive and bloom, the more you identify that, the less you will inherently and inadvertently identify with limitation, with lack, with not good enoughness. But the whole thing here is real happiness. It's not an overnight journey. There's not a, you can't pay me and I give you, you know, this magic secret that exists. Switching and shifting from externally driven to internally driven is a whole different world. But I tell you, when you really understand that happiness is who you really are, that love is who you really are, that joy is who you really are, and you begin to emanate and you begin to soak in that, you find that your mental frames begin to align with that, right? Because the reason we've put ourselves in the circumstances that we have is because we've thought the way we've thought. Because the way we believe about ourselves ultimately determines the possible opportunities that come to mind when evaluating a situation. And then when we take action on that evaluation, knowing that that evaluation is a byproduct of our self-image, we can be totally 100% sure that the result that comes from that action will share in the same substance of its root, which is the self-concept which inspired that action in the first place. So we have to begin to live from a place of inherent satisfaction, of ground state happiness. The more you let go of other people's standards, other people's desires for you, other people's wants for you, and you become focused on satisfying your own by really letting all of them go, you find true peace. But there's no more giving ourselves to other people, man. You're better than that. No more allowing myself to be driven by what other people think I should be doing, what other people want me to do. And it's a choice you make. It can be hard. It can be hard, especially if you have a social circle that you've carried around for 20 years. It can be hard. But ultimately, the harder thing here is coming to the end of the road and realizing that a single step in a different direction results in a completely different destination. A single step in a different direction results in a completely different destination. And sometimes there's no mysticality to it. You just have to let go. You just have to take that step. You just have to go in the direction that you know you're being pulled to go in. And we don't make any excuses and we don't justify. And we say, I'm going because this is the best thing for me. Because this is helping me understand that happiness is internal. It is primarily internal satisfaction. Ultimately, and when we begin to understand the law, we understand that, look, if I'm creating states of consciousness and I'm occupying states of consciousness that are constantly happy, constantly positive, and don't get me wrong, this isn't about being positive all the time. But understanding the law, we can understand that our states of consciousness are ultimately having massive impacts on our physical experiences here in the world. And that's something we can never escape. So if you're feeling grief, feel it deeply. If you're feeling pain, feel it deeply. Don't escape it. Don't try and mask it with positivity. But don't stay stuck in it. Understand that you're complete. That losing somebody or losing a job or losing a friend or anything like that does not determine something to be inherently true about you. It doesn't. You are the one that draws that meaning to those circumstances, but you can be free right now, and it starts with a determination to be it. It starts with a determination to think new thoughts, to come to new conclusions, about your true identity, about your true nature, about the fundamental perceptions that you carry in regards to this physical world that your body is experiencing on a daily basis. And we let go of all the standards, we let go, we stop paying attention to all the bull crap that's just distracting us, and we sit with ourselves, we find peace. We find peace because it's who we really are. It's our ground state. Ground state is not survival, it's not fight or flight. We've put ourselves there. And we can take ourselves out always, in any given moment. So, this has been another short cast. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's been fun. I love being able to share my heart with you. It makes me happy. And ultimately, I hope it makes you happy too. So, without further ado, we're going to end this thing and talk to you guys soon.